Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Basket of Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We'll get back to the Guardians a little bit later in the show. Again, tickets, playoff tickets went on sale an hour ago. Should they host the wild card next week? Should they host, which would mean they'd have to win the American League Central. Their magic number there is 3 against the Tigers, so that's a combination of any 3 wins, 3 losses, or some other kind of combination between the Guardians and the Tigers. Like, you know, Guards win 2, they lose 1, boom, you won the Central, right? Even Mr. Math here can figure that one out.
Yep.
You sweep, you win.
Just win.
I hope it doesn't. Wouldn't that be crazy if it came down to that?
Just win, baby.
I'm also, don't you think it's weird, and this is the last point we'll make on baseball here for a little bit, why did they decide to schedule teams not against their own, like the Central, against their own division? Like, why did they decide that it would be better to have the Tigers and Red Sox play this weekend and have the Guards play the Rangers? Why wouldn't they have done Tigers-Guardians this week? Why, or Tiger, either Guardians, Twins, White Sox, you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Yeah, you would have thought Royals. That this would have been like, okay, this is Central week.
Yeah, why wouldn't you
have everybody in the, or division week, I should say.
I mean, I'm sure, I don't know, do the numbers even match? Do they match up?
I mean, you could make it work somehow, but we know how the schedule makers go with all this stuff where you have to do the whole, okay, so who's got what going on this date in this building? Okay, who's got ordinances that are going on that we
who's
can't
have? Who's got football
at
home on who's the got final Sunday? At home. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
It was the reason last week that the
Although
Rays,
they don't know the football schedule when they put the baseball schedule out. They don't know next year's football schedule.
I mean, it's the reason why the Rays had to play the night game because the Buccaneers were playing during the day on Sunday. And so the Rays and the Buccaneers couldn't play at the same time.
You know, the bigger part of that is just parking.
Exactly.
Yeah, because they're right next to each other.
So that's the kind of stuff. Like, I get it. You have to put this schedule together having no idea what's going to take place.
Yeah, but that they can take care of. You know what I'm saying?
Like, are you trying to say Major League Baseball's putting their thumb on a scale?
What? No, what I'm saying is,
we go down conspiracy theory corner. You got to warn me before we go down conspiracy theory corner.
There's no conspiracy theory on it. It just doesn't it make sense to have the Guardians play and just take your pick? Wouldn't it have made more sense to end the season against a Central Division foe?
Nah, you make it work the best you can. I'm good with it. I am perfectly fine with how they figured this out. I have no qualms with anything.
Yeah, that was one of the. So I was on Michigan Sports Radio. That's called this morning. So. With Shep. I don't know if you remember. He was one of the voices of the Tigers for a while. Matt Shepard. And we were talking about that, and we were saying, oh, man, wouldn't it have been cool if the Tigers and Guardians played this final weekend? But that was like the only thing that isn't cool about the weekend. Like, we've got the Ryder Cup. We're watching that out of the corner of our eye. Man, I love the Ryder Cup. I'm going to spend 2 minutes on this. That, I mean, it's all the things I think Liv wanted to kind of be, right? Liv tried to take the good things from the Ryder Cup stuff, but it's just the Ryder Cup thing, I'm sorry, Liv just didn't work. It just doesn't work.
Well, the minute you add in patriotism, it's always going to mean a little bit more. Like, in the same way the WBC is awesome for anybody that tunes in and watches the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, same thing. I agree.
Anytime you add that patriotism in there, it makes it special. And the fact that you're playing group golf and the fact that you're doing all these things, if the U.S. can make a putt within 10 feet, I'd feel a little bit better. But my heavens.
I like, the Ryder Cup to me does not feel pretentious at all. They're letting drones. They're using drone cameras at this thing.
And drunks.
And drunks. And they're putting cameras inside the bunker. There's just all these little things about it. And the coverage is crazy. You know, you can follow individual groups now. Mm-hmm. It's not like, I don't know. There's just so many really cool things about it. But I love the Rowdy fans. I'm not going to lie.
It's so much fun.
I love the Rowdy fans. It's not, look, if they're in their backswing, keep your mouth shut. But otherwise, cheer, go crazy, do whatever you want. But I used to get, like, the thing about golf that always drove me nuts were the pretentious players are like, they heard a snap in the back of their backswing because of a camera went off. I'm like, that's the kind of stuff. I'm like, come on, are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah, it gets a little.
Baseball players have baseballs being thrown at them at 100 miles an hour in deafening stadiums, and you can't handle click. That's ridiculous. Just deal with it. So, I don't know. We're getting crushed, man. We're losing 3-0.
The U.S. is having a hard time putting. We're living in a world where I'm relying on Patrick Cantlay, and I don't like that world.
Just walk me through this. So, there's one more morning group?
Correct. There's one more morning group right now. The Euros took the first three.
Any chance we go 3-1 here? We're down 3-1?
Possible 3-1. Last I looked, Cantlay and Schauffele were up 1 on who they were facing, and I can't think of who that is right now because it's not on the screen. But yeah, there's a chance they could go 3-1. They were up 1, but we're currently looking for the ball that got sprayed in the rough.
And what are the fans? Are they 2-ball this afternoon, or they're playing foursome today?
Today's 4-ball.
Both. It's 2 sessions today, though, right?
Correct. Okay. It'll be an afternoon.
So we got a chance to bounce back in the afternoon.
Yeah, you're up 1. Up 1 on Robert McIntyre and Victor Hovland on the U.S. side. It's Xander Schauffele, Patrick Cantlay.
I mean, come on, man. You got
15th.
You got home course advantage. Take advantage of this. Like, where are you, Yankee fans? I hate you all the time.
Oh, they're there. Trust me.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Are they heckling?
Probably. I mean, that joint looks slammed. Man.
Could you imagine getting into somebody's head here? Like, they're trying to figure out what club to use, and they're like, man, I can't believe he's using a sand wedge. Like, out loud. Right? Sand wedge? Come on.
Messing with golfers.
Eat it. Stifle the sand wedge. Are you kidding? Look at this guy.
Messing with golfers.
He can't play golf. Pull out your 6-iron there, dude. You know what you should be doing. I'd love this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
See that. All right. Let's get to the Browns. Do you think they have any chance Sunday?
This one I feel worse about than I did the Packer game. The Packer game, I had the sense they could win.
I do too.
I
why? Why? A week ago, I sat here and thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what, man? Maybe they win this thing 19-16. Maybe because you know they're not getting to 20. They haven't done it in forever. If the wide receivers suddenly are able to catch everything and, you know, Joe can see stuff downfield a little bit better and the offensive line holds up, then maybe they'll hit 20 for what, the third time in the last 22 games?
The reason I felt that way is that Jim
20
Schwartz,
or more, I should say. Sorry, go ahead.
Against those style offenses like what Matt LaFleur does, Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, McVay's evolved a little bit, but you get the general concept I have.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Schwartz is like kryptonite to those offenses.
Yeah.
He just stifles those. The Lions run a hodgepodge of different things. So it's not like you could just prepare for one style of football and then be good to go. The Lions offensive line has been really good, even with the sudden retirement of Frank Ragnow at center. I wonder if the defensive line of the Browns can neutralize that offensive line the same way they did the Packers and just completely, to use a very, very fun word to say, discombobulate that offense the way that they did against the Packers. Like, I wonder if that's the case, that they're able to do it, and the Browns offense has just been scuffling. I just think Jared Goff has more answers than Jordan Love does. And that's the reason I look at this and go, all right, this one I don't feel as good about as I did the Packers. I gave you how they beat the Packers, and they executed it perfectly. That's how you beat the Packers. You take away Josh Jacobs, you completely neutralize that offensive line, and know darn well that Jordan Love's going to throw at least one to you. Especially if you're going to say, hey, Jordan Love, go beat us. Like, he can do it, but he's also going to throw a pick along the way. So, Jared Goff, there's more answers in that offense. That's why I feel the way that I don't think they can beat the Lions. I think they can play really close. And I think the fact that you're going to be in Ford Field, I think, is also part of that reason. Do you play into that stuff? Do you believe home field advantage in that still exists in sports?
Especially football? A little bit. I think it's almost impossible not to have, and it's, I think it's impossible for a referee not to have some kind of a emotional stake in what's going on around them when you have 60,000, I'll just play it low, 60,000 plus cheering, and to not feel the energy of a building and understand the psychological momentum going on. I just think, and I don't know that umpires or referees do it on purpose, but I just can't, it's hard for me to fathom that a human being isn't affected by that. I know, super deep, right? Like, deepest thing I've ever said on the show.
Had a lot of those today.
But I do think that is part of the home field advantage part of it. You know, that you're kind of that referee. And look, that's why, I mean, you've heard Stephen Vogt talk about it for the last couple of days about what the crowd has meant to the team. And by the way, you get into the appreciation factor too for your own team, right? But Flacco talked about it last week in the opposite with booing. And he was like, you know, we kind of deserve to get booed. We couldn't really get things going. And I understand it. I'm a fan. You know, I used to sit in the stands. I would boo. But I think a professional athlete or someone mature enough to handle it and understand it's their occupation knows that booing is just another form of saying, I really care and that we want you to do better and you need to do better now. And that it's not always, again, like LeBron was like, I love being booed on the road because that's exactly what I want to bring out. Right. If you're booing me on the road, that's just as loud as a cheer at home. It's the same thing.
Yeah. It's a respect.
So that's where I think the home field advantage comes into play. It's the humanity of these games. Can we just stop? Can we talk about like passing gas or something? Because this show just got way too deep.
I just think the Lions have more answers than the Packers do. Like, I think the Lions between Gibbs, between Montgomery, the offensive line play, and even on the defensive side of the ball, they just have more answers. And keep it locked in right here. I want to see if Jack Conklin plays, because that would be massive if they could get Jack Conklin out there. And then that way you're not doing two defensive tackles going up against Aiden Hutchinson and that pass rush of the Lions that has been really good for a good period of time. Like, those are the kind of things that I look at and I'm like going, okay, where can what the Lions do best be neutralized by the Browns? Like, if you could at least have only one backup tackle on the field, that is massive. So, I don't know.
Let me ask you this.
This offense has been so stuck in the mud.
So, here is a path to win. Do you think the Browns can hold this offense in Detroit that scored, 90 points in the last 2 weeks to under 16? Can the Browns defense hold the Lions to under 16? Yes or no?
Yes.
And you say that based on the Packers game. Isn't that why you're saying that?
I say that because you...
Because they only scored 13 points against the Packers.
I say that because if you can discombobulate Joe Burrow, you can discombobulate Jared Goff and get him, especially if you start getting people around his feet.
So the only way they win this game, it based on history and based on, you know, what we've seen over the last 21 games for the Browns, is somehow the Browns will do their typical offensive thing, score less than 20, and then if you think the Browns' defense can be better against the Lions than the Packers was, all you need to do is hold them to less than 16 points. Because 13 is what they scored against Green Bay. It's just a theory. You tell me what your theory is. Does Joe Flacco still give you the best chance to win? It's another question. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.